March today is Thursday, May 28th. I'm Megan Lynch.
I think she may or may be muted.
She's on mute.
Yeah.
I am present. I'm also in a East-West Gateway board meeting this morning at 10 a.m., as was conveyed to the Board of Police Commissioners.
Mayor Kara Spencer expressing concern that once again, the state-appointed St. Louis Board of Police Commissioners holds a last-minute budget meeting at a time she had a previous conflict.
The aerial response unit, a fleet of drones, will only fly to calls for service. KMOX first told you about this when Chief Robert Tracy first released the information on X Tuesday. Despite not contacting Mayor Spencer, the Board of Police Commissioners signed the drones contract.
This board needs to do a better job of communicating with each other and being respectful of the public and the other officials on this board to be able to govern the body of the police department with more notice for something as important as a contract to have drones over the city of St. Louis.
Spencer also kept asking why, after this drone project's been looked at for over a year, that the contract had to be signed immediately. The drones are being funded by the St. Louis Police Foundation, however, not the drone pilots, who will have to be hired and paid by SLMPD. Maria Kina, KMOX News.
The Board of Police Commissioners was subpoenaed to testify before the Board of Aldermen. Did they show up?
The commissioners did not, instead dropping off their response, a near 700-page document outlining their belief the subpoenas were not properly served in person and that they do not believe the Aldermanic Committee has the authority to subpoena them. Alderman Rasheen Aldridge, the budget chair, wasn't happy.
That energy they put into those 700 pages, they could have showed they up and presented their budget that is the biggest budget in the city of St. Louis. Like, valid or not, they clearly took it as some type of validation.
Asked if Aldridge attended any of the police board's budget hearings this winter, he said he had not. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Police now say two people, not just one, opened fire at a Steak and Shake employee in Spanish Lake last month. St. Louis County prosecutors charged 22-year-old Toriano Baker with first-degree murder this week in the killing of 32-year-old Chauncia Meekins from April 8th. Baker was the passenger in a white SUV when he and the driver, Jada Bell, are accused of shooting Meekins after a dispute over an order at the drive-thru window. Investigators say the gun was traced back to Baker, both suspects now in custody on murder charges. A panel discussion about the positives a data center could have on a local economy hosted by Greater St. Louis Inc. yesterday. But how do they convince a skeptic public who was not in attendance of the benefits? John Stifler with the St. Louis Building and Construction Trades Council.
Touring these projects change a lot of people's opinion. Digging down into the facts of these projects changes people's opinion. I'm big on the community benefits agreement that we're starting to put in place. They started in Kansas City at the Google plant.
Asked if data centers should allow tours to the general public, not just politicians, he called it an outstanding idea. Missouri AFL-CIO President Jake Hummel says politicians need to demand the meetings be kept peaceful while also calling out misinformation.
I talked to elected officials after some of these meetings. I go, can you believe that what was said and that we know that's not true? And I said, why didn't you stop and say, that's absolutely not the case? I just want to point that out. That's not true.
Hummel adds politicians should not be afraid to lose their jobs for calling out misinformation. That massive riverfront development south of the Arch getting a fresh start. The Gateway South project took a huge hit last Thanksgiving when the historic Crundon Martin warehouse burned down. Now a city development board has reworked their agreement to help get construction moving. Doug Rasmussen is with Good Developments Group. He says they already have four tenants lined up to take over the space.
Well, one is a panelized home manufacturer. It'd be about 54,000-foot building, 250 jobs. Another would be an electrical contractor facility, about a 50,000-foot building, 115 jobs.
He expects construction on at least two of those buildings to start before the end of the year. St. Louis Lambert Airport set to receive a $30 million grant today. The money comes from the FAA and aims to complete the consolidated terminal project, replacing aging infrastructure and more. Airport officials say the project should support 40 million travelers at the airport. From the KMOX business desk, sports tourism is definitely an economic generator for the city of O'Fallon, Illinois. That's what Mayor Eric Van Hook says as city officials release the number of visitors who attended games last year at the O'Fallon Family Sports Park. That was more than 1.6 million people. Now O'Fallon leaders are considering building a $20 million field house that could host sporting events year-round. Van Hook tells KSDK they're thinking 8 baseball courts and 16 volleyball courts.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.